The winter months are upon us, and many are seeking shelter from the cold winds and snow. But the storm of the recession has not subsided either. In places like Diakonia in West Ocean City, which provides shelter for 35 to 40 people, including families, also have seen an increase in a simple need for food. Claudia Nagel is its executive director.
Probably our fastest growing program is our emergency food pantry, which is open 7 days a week. And in the first quarter of fiscal year 14, we saw more than quadruple of what we had in previous quarters, which tells me that the economic recovery, et cetera, has not quite penetrated the lower shore.
So what kind of specific kind of numbers do you think we're looking at in terms of people coming to you?
In one day, we distributed, in a two-hour period, over 200 bags of groceries to individuals and families. Now, part of that was that, you know, had the impending weather. It was toward the end of the month when people's food stamps and resources are really stretched, so the demand goes up. But it's really increased a lot. In 2009, we distributed probably about 7,000 bags of food. And then looking over the last quarter, we distributed almost 5,000 bags of food. And folks can come to our pantry one time a month. And we distribute enough food to feed them for about 4 days, 4 to 5 days.
What has it done in terms of the strain on finding food to give out? You're having a difficulty at all?
We're really struggling in early fall. And then the community really came together in West Ocean City and Ocean City and did a number of food drives for us to help build up our food supply. Because in addition to the emergency food pantry, we provide three meals and two snacks a day to the individuals and families who call Diakonia home. And last year, we provided over 57,000 meals to individuals and families who were living at Diakonia. And we're on track to do that and then some this year.
Have you seen an upsurge in the amount of people who want to get in? Obviously, you have a limited space.
Right.
But is there an upsurge in the number of people who are looking for space?
We have about 200 to 250 unmet requests for housing on a monthly basis. Now, that could mean that a person loses their housing and calls multiple times. But 250 unmet needs in a month, that's about on average. Sometimes it's a little higher, sometimes it's a little lower.
I must ask you, by the way, we've just had a vote on the Farm Bill. Looks like legislation going through. However, something like $8 billion has been cut over a period of time from the food stamp program. What's your reaction to that and this real push to cut that kind of spending?
I read a lot of those statistics and a lot of those reports, and I was reading a report on who are the recipients of the food stamp program at the current time. And working families and working individuals have outstripped single folks or unemployed. You know, people have this image sometimes about who is a recipient of those subsidy programs and what those subsidy programs do, and it really helps to fill those gaps. We know that hunger, and we know that poverty, and we know, you know, what a critical link that is for individuals and families in our community who don't have enough funds to feed their families. You know, many times a family will be making a decision. They have several things on the table. One may be rent, one may be daycare, one may be food. And when you're looking at heat and you're looking at daycare so that the parents can work, the thing that probably will be cut is food. So you need that assistance to help get through that period.
Finally, how do you respond to some people, critics of some of these programs, who simply have said that they create dependency?
I would encourage folks to get involved in their community, to volunteer at the different programs, to see how the resources that the community shares with organizations like Diakonia are being used, what the staff do, how many volunteers are used and are essential for the program services, and to see the need and to see what people are willing to do given an opportunity and support, because it's really quite remarkable the strength of the individuals that once, because it's very daunting when you have lost everything. You've lost your home, you've lost your job, you're not able to provide for your family, and you have to ask for assistance.
Claudia Nagel, Executive Director of Diakonia in West Ocean City, which provides shelter to some 35 to 40 people, including families, as well as other services such as food for those in need. This is Don Rushford, Delmarva Public Radio.